how do search engines actually work? Can you describe to people how they work?
Sure. Okay. An organic search is different from paid search, so I'll briefly talk about both of them. Organic search, those editorial results, those objective results, I know when you type something in, it looks magical, like Google was running around the entire internet looking at pages the moment you typed it. But what really happened is that Google has run around the internet to look at pages, but it might have done it days, weeks, or even months before you typed those words in. So Google has basically made a copy of all of the pages on the internet in something called a search index. But it's done it in a very special way. You can think of a search index as a very long table, and the first column in the table has each word that appears on the internet. So you can think of it even alphabetically. So it starts with the word and it goes all the way down to some word that it starts with a Z. And so if you think of that first column, it's got a list of every blessed word that's out on the internet.
Okay.
And if you think of the second column, what it has is it has a list of every URL that contains whatever that word is in the first column. And so when you type something in to a search engine, if you type in digital cameras, for example, it'll go down that first column till it finds the word digital, and then it'll grab the list of all the URLs that have the word digital in it. And then it'll go down the list again and look for the word cameras, and then it'll grab the list of all the words that has cameras in it. Then what it'll do is it'll look and see which documents have both words in it. Now, this was kind of the Bert and Ernie version of how it works, right?
Yep.
It's much more complicated than that because Google was looking to see whether those words are in the title. They're looking to see whether those words are together on the page, how many times they occur. They're also looking at one other thing. Because a word, phrase like digital cameras occurs on millions and millions of pages, they're also looking at how many other pages on the internet link to those pages with the words digital cameras in the link text.
Okay.
And that's really how, for very competitive queries, they figure out how to get the first one. So if you think about it, every link on the internet is a vote for a page that says, this page is about that thing. And so Google and the other search engines use those links to decide what are the best pages, and that's how they rank the highest ones first. And that's how organic search works.
Okay.
Paid search is very different. With paid search, basically the advertiser has said, here's the page I want to come up when people type in these words. And so that's the list. That really becomes the search index. And the way Google and the other search engines decide to rank it is, in the old days, whoever bid the most money to be paid when it was clicked, mm-hmm. so the highest pay-per-click bid, they were ranked first. But Google, and now the other search engines that follow suit, introduced a little wrinkle to that, where they don't just rank the highest bid first, they actually rank the site first that's paying them the most overall. So if you think about it, the algorithm is, it's the highest click-through rate times the highest bid. And so you could have a very, very high click-through rate and rank number one above an ad that has a lower click-through rate, even though its bid is higher. Because what they're trying to do is maximize how much revenue they make, and they don't get paid any money unless somebody clicks. So they look at the clicks times the bid, and whoever's paying the most money based on that algorithm, they rank first. And that's also good for the searcher because it means the ads that are clicked more tend to be higher up, so they're going to be more relevant.